You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. We are here to talk about episode 2 of The Circle US Season 2 on Netflix. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I'm very excited today to be speaking with the amazing Bryce. How you doing, Bryce?
I am well. I'm excited to be here. Circle, send heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji.
This is the first time that we have podcasted together, Bryce.
Yes, it is. I feel like this is very much given Circle vibes. I'm excited. Mm. I'm surprised Tara know my name.
I feel like I've been able to admire you from afar, and now I don't know. Did you get blocked? Is that why we're meeting in person?
Bitch, I hope I didn't get blocked. Okay, we're in the influencer room. Let's say that. Don't block me too early, Taryn. Yeah.
We're both influencers. That's exactly what's happening right now. And we're gonna decide who to block here of the US Circle cast. We're gonna talk about episode 2. How did you feel about episode 1?
Episode one was good. You know, I'm a huge fan of Emily, aka Jack, the baby boy, who is a good friend of mine. So I was just really excited to see him just really kill it and be himself. So I thought episode one was great. I love the diversity. I love the fact that we've got two women of color. I love that the LGBTQ+ pride is all over the place. So I am really feeling like The Circle is a very inclusive place. So I was loving episode one. It left on a cliffhanger. So I was a little nervous pressing episode 2 because you know how Netflix be like, are you still there? You know I'm still here. I'm screaming at you.
Yes. Well, I imagine episode 2 started off well for you because right away, Emily is going to be saved.
Yes. Shout out to my girl, Tara Leisha. That's my girl. I get good vibes from her, and it's not just because of the blue box braids. I really like the player that, you know, I've seen in these last 2 episodes. So I really like her. She saved Emily. So she all right in my book.
Yes. And I've got to say, I feel like I really started to get into it in episode 2. For the first episode, I was a little bit like, okay, we're still warming up here. But I really felt like, especially toward the end of episode 2, I was really like, all right, I'm feeling this. Like, this is good.
Yeah, I feel like episode 1, they spent a lot of time of them, like, their apartment is like 2x2. Like, it's not much for us to see of them. Let's get the game started. So I definitely feel like episode 2 really picked up. And, you know, the gameplay really started. The alliances picked up. So episode 2 for me was by far the best, even though I was screaming the whole episode 1 like, Jack! So...
All right. Well, we're also going to see Savannah save Trevor. Interesting choice here because we saw that in the girls just want to have fun group chat. She was expressing some doubt in Trevor. Obviously, she had a good conversation with Trevor, but then publicly saves him when she knows that Chloe is interested in him. This is a move here, Bryce.
Yeah, see, that's girl code 107, a.k.a. JFT. WTF? Okay, like, yeah, Savannah kind of sort of rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. I felt like Savannah and Tara Lisa were really like, Trevor is not speaking like a woman. And I felt that because I really liked, and I'm going to probably butcher her name. I want to say Delicious, but that's not her name.
I believe it's Delisa.
Delisa, she's delicious. I felt like she's doing a bit too much yeah. being Trevor. And although on this episode or season so far, she's definitely not team too much. We can get to who I think is team too much a little later down the line. But I really felt like Trevor is doing the most. And so I felt like Savannah was really onto it. I like, but see, Savannah's shady because Savannah's the type of girl that's like, I don't like Taryn. Taryn's annoying. And then let me be like, I love Taryn. Then all of a sudden she's sliding in your DMs and now she want to save Taryn. These girls ain't loyal should be the name of the group chat, not girls just want to have fun.
Yeah, they want to have fun betraying each other, I guess,
right.
is the thing. So with Emily and Trevor safe, that is going to leave River, Chloe, Courtney, and Bryant at risk. And I was kind of like, oh, man, I don't really want to see any of them go yet. I don't know.
I mean, we could keep River, we could keep Brian, we can keep Courtney, but Chloe, she could go. I don't like Chloe, not one bit, not who, how, where. For me personally, I, in my own world, you know, my own little living room, I don't like Chloe. She gives me very much, I live a privileged life. I'm a pretty white woman and everything should go my way. And everything should be how I want it. I see a hot guy, I could have him. And, you know, she really, like, bothered me when she reached out to Savannah and was like, why did you vote me out? Girl, it's a game. Like, is there any other reason? Like, I just felt like that privilege of her to be like, I'm not supposed to go. I'm the hot girl. I can stay. No, girl, you're not Emily, so you could go. So out of all of the girls or out of all of the people that were up, I really wanted Chloe to go. She's a little team too much for me. Too hot to handle. I don't want to handle it. Where's the water? Put the flame out because I don't want you.
Yes. I think that's, I don't know if I want Chloe to stay long term. But she was bringing some drama, which I did appreciate.
You could keep her. You could go in the girls want to have fun. Text message, Tara. I'll send you the link. Go ahead.
So she starts because here's the thing. This is the disaster that is Chloe. Savannah is the influencer. She just chose Trevor to save, and Chloe is like, I shouldn't. She's an influencer. I shouldn't call her out. I'm not gonna call her out. I'm gonna talk to Emily. And so she's talking to Emily, and she's like, you know what I should do? I should bring in Savannah to this chat and call her out.
We can tell that she doesn't really have much self-control. And, you know, when you in them DMs and you chatting to people, you really have to play it cool. And I feel like on the circle, from what I've seen of two seasons, it's like coming in hot and heavy, especially like on the first day. That ain't good. So I thought Emily gave her good advice. Well, Emily didn't really have to do much. Jack was just sitting there watching it all unfold. And he like, my name is Bennett and I surely ain't in it.
Yeah, he's I can just lurk. Is Jack much of a lurker? Is that him?
Jack is definitely a lurker. Jack's like 6'4", and he is just, he tries to like hide in the background, but he can't because he's like so quirky and awkward. But don't let it fool you. Jack got them bars, and Jack can definitely write. I was dying at all of Jack's hashtags, like hashtag Rose. But no, Jack's a great player, great person. So I think that he will do good. And especially if he could just stay back. And just let I don't know why I wanted to say Snapchat, but let the circle chat just go on. I think that he will align himself in a really good spot.
Man, if only he had been able to be in the poetry contest.
Now that Jack, I'll tell you this, Jack got bars. You know, I'm a rap myself, Terry, but Jack, baby boy, he got bars. He would have lit that thing up.
Man, missed opportunity. Well, Chloe tells us she doesn't beat around the bush, because if you go straight through the bush. What was the end of that sentence?
I don't know. Because I don't ever, you know, I always go around the bush. I got bushes over here. I go around them. I don't like to go straight through them. I like to test them out, make sure the soil is wet, you know, make sure they're properly propagated and watered. So I don't even know how to finish that sentence.
Chloe is upset to hear that Savannah connected with Trevor on multiple levels, which I thought was a very bad way of explaining why she did what she did. Chloe's like, well, I thought we had connected yesterday. And Savannah's like, lies, 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 lies.
And it's the circle, like the game. The name of the game is to be everyone's friend. So play it cool, girl. But clearly she can't play it cool. So it's like, girl, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're also going to get a conversation between Bryant and Teralisha. And this is really some of the only stuff we're going to get from Bryant, as later on, unfortunately, we are going to lose him. This almost saves him. He manages to connect with Teralisha. She asks, like, can I ask, what is a breathwork technician?
First of all, Brian, that's just a fancy way of saying, like, just say you a yoga teacher, okay?
Yeah.
Just like, you know, namaste your way on to the back. But I really liked Brian. I didn't think I was going to like him at first, but I really did feel like his energy, and I really felt like, clearly, we're watching the circle so we can see the people. I really felt like what I got from Brian was that he was such a nice person. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that he prepared well for the circle, because it's like, you don't want to come off so likable, and you don't like. And I really feel like he is aware of, like, perception. And I really do feel like he is a breath work, a technique, or whatever the, what's it called? A breath technician?
Breath work technician. Yeah.
Oh. That sounds like an EMC or something.
Right.
But, like, you know, like, you don't have to put everything nice about you out there. Like, I don't know. It just, what I read and what I saw were two different things. And I really wish that he would have worked on, like, what he actually is and what he's writing. I wish they would have came together a little bit better. And he wasn't just trying to be such the nice, sweet soul that he is. But yeah. I love Brian.
No, yeah, I completely agree. And you know, he's going to have a conversation with River. Later on, and I felt like River nailed it when he said, you know, when you talk about, like, raising $10,000 for your friend to get out of homelessness, like, people are either thinking this is either too good to be true or he's too good and we got to get him out.
Right.
Like, I think that's completely right.
That should not be your fact that you should pick. You should say every Christmas I make cookies with my grandma. I'm like, something like that. Like, who wants to compete with that? Like, honestly, like, that for me, if I were on the circle and I read that, I'll be like, bye. Like, that's like going to the final tribal council. And, or, I mean, that's honestly the reason why people don't like to bring, like, parents and kids, or parents, because they'll be like, my kids, I'm doing this all for kids. We don't want the sympathy story right now. We just want to, like, get to know you. Hashtag
yeah.
Girls just want to have fun.
It's like going to the first tribal council, right? It was like, if Jeremy had gone to the tribal council and been like,
keep it cute though, Tara, you know, I only been to one. Okay. So keep it cute.
That's fair. Well, you didn't go in with a sob story, right? I mean, like,
I went in a guns a blazing.
Yeah.
It didn't do me no well anyway.
Well, what I did like here, and I feel like this is, like, Bryant, I feel like he's come from a darker place, right? And he's gotten to where he is, and that's awesome. And I think he's focused on like, the positive things in his life, and that's what he likes to portray. But especially in a social game like this, people want to see, and this is true in for real life too, people want to see your flaws. People want to see where you came from. They don't want to see the perfect person. They want to see the whole person, at least to some degree. And so when he opens up, he says that he had, I believe he said, a slutty stage, which was not the way that I've heard that said before, but I appreciated it. It was addictive.
I mean... I might still be in my little slutty stage. You know, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure things out.
Still
I'm
in still the slutty stage.
I'm still working on my breaths. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Whew, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, you know, I was there with him in that. You know, sometimes you gotta stay in some stages in life to get better, to grow, to evolve.
Well, he said he was also addicted to stimulants and was bulimic. So he has managed to sort of overcome those things to get to where he is today, which is such a cool story. And he is such a positive and interesting person. I do wish that we got some more of him here.
Right. Yeah. And I felt like all of those things that he was telling Tara Leisha were like great and it made me love him. But like, this isn't Love Island, baby boy. Like, this is like, and I'm glad that he shared this because like, I feel like more people like need to know that like, these are like real things that people struggle with. But again, we not in real life. This is the circle. So in the circle, I feel like in that moment, I felt like it was great. But also if I were Tara Leisha, I would be like, you're just trying to pour it on. Like, I wish that this conversation was happening not when I'm an influencer and you're trying to save yourself. And although you're trying to come off like you're not, you know, trying to save yourself, but it very much so was giving like, save me, please. Please. Save me.
Well, it does at least a little bit work here with Tara Leisha. She says, hey, Chloe River and Courtney better come with it because I don't want Brian to leave.
Right. And yeah, I felt like also when Tara Leisha and Savannah got into the influencer mode, when they were in that room, I don't know what the diary room is, confessional, I really felt like they both changed. Like, it was so interesting because like, I did not see that influencer room going that way. I felt like they really put their feet in the sand and were like digging in. And I'm like, it really kind of forced me to pick sides a little bit because I'm like, I don't know, who do I like? What game is better? And I felt like they both were revealing their hands so well. Yeah. And I felt like if I'm an influencer and they're saying Taryn and me and Taryn have made a connection, I'm not going to write a novel as to why I want to save Taryn. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to be like, I wasn't thinking Taryn, and like keeping the conversation flowing of other names. I felt like the way that Savannah was like stuck on Courtney was great. But I felt like, girl, you are like showing to her that you're an alliance in the same way that I'm so horrible with names. I'm about Tara to call Leisha. I was about to call her Trelisha, but Tara Leisha, like the way that they dug in on River was like, okay, well, clearly y'all trying to stack the deck here. This is not, if I was in there, I'd be like, circle. So who are you thinking? Oh, okay. Well, I was like, they went really deep, really, really like heavy. And I feel like it is gearing up that it's going to be like Tara Leisha against Savannah soon. Like, it's only a matter of time after we just witnessed that influencer room.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it might be one of my favorite influencer hangouts that I've seen on the circle because it was so tactical. It was like every bit of it. And this is the first one. Normally, like we just watched season 3 of the UK circle, and in the very first influencer chat on that season, it was like, well, who is the most likely person to be a catfish? That's the person that we need to take out because that'll make us look the best. And they were working together to do it. And then they chose that was it. This is two game players who have their own numbers that they're trying to pick up and with who are ostensibly working together. They bonded initially. They put each other at number one in their rankings. And now they are at opposite ends of the sort of like working together angle of this, trying to make their own interests happen. And I loved it.
Yeah, it was good. But it, for me, I didn't love it because I love Tara Leisha. I feel like she is me. Me is she. And I really like Savannah, her like kind of getting together with Courtney with the cat. First of all, do you know who Cassie is?
Taryn? Cassie?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Okay. So we going to side from
the 2000s. That's that Cassie. I still don't know who it is, but I remember the name.
Yeah, you. Okay. So I was loving it, but I also was confused because they were like 2000 R&B. And then they said Nelly. I'm like, I thought Nelly was a rapper, but I'm going to let y'all go. And yeah, T-Pain, is he a singer or is he a I forget with the auto tune. Like I was confused. I wasn't really loving their selection. I'm like, where are the Destiny's Child? Where are the Ashanti's? Where are the Maya's? But okay, sorry. That's, you know, that's just me going a little R&B because that's my judge right there. So I really felt like I was connecting with Savannah and I felt like Courtney is me. I'm love to see openly gay black man on TV living in his truth and, you know, like having so much fun, which I also thought was so interesting. Thing because my girl Tara Lisa was targeting Courtney and I was having flashbacks of Kagyan. You know, that the same thing that they were saying about me was what, you know, Tara Lisa was saying about Courtney. And I'm just like, well, dang, sis, she was really out here. But I loved that about Tara Lisa because she's not playing. She is like leveling up. She is seeing, ooh, that's Sierra. Shout out to the 2000 R&Bs. She was leveling up and like really going after like people who she felt as though she wanted to go home, who she could not beat. But I felt as though in the influencer room, I felt like the person who was being the most real was Tara Lisa. Mm-hmm. I felt as though Savannah, like overnight after she done slept in the circle and woke up, she has like morphed into this new player. I felt like Tara Lisa, I saw, like this was not shocking to me, but Savannah, how she was coming was really kind of like, girl, you a snake in the grass, because now you're talking about, I want to stick with the girls. I don't want to vote a girl out. And Tara Lisa called her right on. She was like, well, girl, you didn't save Chloe. You didn't slid in Trevor's DM and all of a sudden you want to save Trevor. Hashtag these girls ain't loyal.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Kagyan, actually, how did you feel about Jack when we were introduced to Jack? He had a motto that he had for us. You can trust cute, but you can't trust hot.
Jack, baby boy, what is you doing? First of all, before he went out, he watched like the whole season of Kagyan, so I'm sure that was like fresh on his mind. But I was screaming, I was like, come on with the Kagyan references. So that was interesting to see Jack you know, pick that photo of his girl Emily to try to make it seem more better than what it was. But the real issue that I want to get to the bottom of is, why wasn't Jack catfishing as me?
Right? Come on,
Jack. Okay. Yeah. Me and Courtney, him and Courtney would have been tag team partners. Okay. Mm-hmm. We would have been out there battling it out. So that was interesting for me to see Jack as well. Another person that I found interesting, who I like, but don't like, but like, let me do my Brent voice, because I'm getting spicy. Brycey is coming out. This is my first time I'm meeting you, Taryn, and I don't want you to be put off by spicy Brycey. So let me just.
Oh, no, I love the spicy.
Let me do my Brent. It's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, namaste. Now, the person that I have love-hate relationship with is Lee. / River. Okay. Now, Lee, if you're listening to this, this is the social worker, Bryce. I'm going to need for you to get over that love from 34 years ago. And it is not in your best interest to be on, like, so I like have to like, I like minus Lee out of it. And now I'm taking River as a real person. So like, you know, I'm like, you know, talking to River, like, okay, you are just flew out to England to play on the circle. And the first thing that you're going to talk about is you still heartbroken and you're in the circle house when thousands of people wanted, like, again, for me, that's like a check in the not good list for River. Then if that's what you need to do, then you need to go home, baby boy, because we here to play. And you like just focusing on this relationship that really has nothing to do with the circle. And again, I'm a social worker, Taryn. So like my intuition of people is normally spot on. And for me, that is like a ploy for you to try to like want to get people to like you. So it's no surprise to me that Lee and Bryant are at the bottom. And again, which I find so interesting is because I don't feel like they're aware of that. Like, I feel like they're like, oh, I'm going to come in this game and be so nice. Like, no, you're doing too much. You like, this is not Cassie, me and you. Like, you know, you need to Joe Button pump it up a little bit and just pump the brakes. Like, yeah. Like they giving me Destiny's Child. Let me cater to you. And this is not what we're playing right now.
Like every conversation that River is a part of in these first two episodes is about his broken heart. And he, so they do, they're going to go do this poetry slam. And this, I wrote them down. Actually, this is River's, this is River's poem, a servant's pain and a servant's compassion. I came brokenhearted and sorely mistreated, fighting my pain of an ex who cheated. With you and the others, my suffering has eased. The circle has cured my heart's disease. Like, stop making it about you and your stupid ex.
Okay, you need to go get some penicillin, figure out what disease that is. And then like, yeah, like I thought that was team too much. And for me, that's like, in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, this is like the girl or the guy in the corner crying over their ex. And again, we're in a circle. And like I said before, I'm more like Tara Lisa. I'm in the back mopping the floor. Did you see Tara Lisa mopping the floor?
I did not know.
That's when I was like, okay, I like Tara Lisa. Because I don't know about you, Brent, but I'm in my early to late 20s to mid 30s. And I had with this pandemic, a Friday night for me, and don't judge me, I hope that this is a judgment-free zone. But a Friday night for me in this pandemic is opening a bottle of Tito's and cleaning my house.
It's good stuff.
I love it.
And you gotta have something to do. Cleaning is nice.
And if I get tipsy enough, I wake up the next morning and be like, who the hell cleaned my house? So I was really bonding with Tara Lisa when she was like mopping the floor. I'm like, girl, you've been there for a day. What the hell are you mopping?
Maybe they didn't do a great job of cleaning. Maybe she needed to clean it up there. But yes, people did not love Rivers. The second is, dear Savannah, Lady Savannah, who all knows has heart, let not your servant River the circle depart. In you he sees the moon, stars, and sun, and lo, this journey we've only begun. I mean, in terms of, like, language and, like, poetry, it was by far the best. But in terms of the game of the circle, it was terrible.
Right. And it's like, okay, you're supposed to be a, how old you, 21, 22? You are very much so giving 56 vibes right now, okay? this is not JFTF right now. Like, so, yeah, I thought it was the most beautiful poem. But every time he kept saying serving, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Who's serving who? Okay. This is a free world. So yeah, I thought that his poem was, you know, eloquently put, but this is the circle. So, and that's why he got them C's and B's. So yeah. No. I have grown towards the end of the episode to really have empathy and to really like River, but I don't think he should have catfished. I really think that he would have had. Well, I don't know. Like, how do you think? Because I haven't seen all of the UK circles. How do older people normally fare in the circle?
They can usually fit in fine, actually. I feel like normally older people have a much harder time fitting in social games like on Survivor or Big Brother. But in the circle, it seems to work out fine just because I think the playing field is so leveled with text only communication. So I think he would have done fine. But I personally, I've been like, I wish that they would cast a writer as a catfish, because surely so like an author would be able to convincingly, write dialogue and embody a character. But so far I've been kind of disappointed in Lee's River character just because it's so one note with this breakup thing.
Right. And I feel like he's not. So I get your point that a writer would be really good on the circle because they're like so elegant. But I feel like in this context, it doesn't work because you're a gay man in your 40s trying to be a young, gay, vibrant in his 20s. And the lingo is different. And I feel like I think that ultimately that's going to catch up with him because it's like, yeah, you can listen. You might be Shakespeare in paper, But guess what? I'm Mozart in emojis. And, you know, like, so I feel like he is definitely having a hard time. And I feel like it's because he has this image that he feels like he has to portray, mm-hmm. when really, if he were to just be himself, like, they would love him so much more.
And yeah, he seems like, so sweet. Like, I like him a lot.
He reminds me of David versus Goliath. Who was the writer on David versus Goliath?
Is that Mike White?
Yes, he reminds me a lot of Mike White in like their, just a lot of their like mannerisms and just like how he approaches things. So I definitely see a lot of Mike White in him, but I really want Lee to just be himself and stop. Mm. Well, I mean, I get, it's the circle, so he can't, but I'm gonna need for him to put Trevor's, is that his name? No, I'm gonna need him to put River's hair in a ponytail and like take some breathing lessons from Brian, because he's doing the most with this relationship.
Yeah. All right.
Also, okay, sorry, I'll be to catch you all because I got excited because I wrote this note down. So I don't know if you've ever been on like a dating app, but you know, a lot in like catfishing is like really real. And that moment when Brian and Lee met was like, that literally should have been on the show Catfish, because you could see in Lee's eyes when he was just like, what is he gonna think? Like, I think for 2.3 seconds, I think Lee forgot that this was the circle, and I think that Lee was like trying to meet up with somebody, and then he was just like, what is he gonna think? Because that was so awkward. This the way, like, you could just see in Lee's eyes, like, ooh, he gonna find out this is not me.
Yeah. And like, obviously, I mean, he said as a writer, he wrote under a female pen name for a long time. So obviously he's used to sort of like people or like being a different character, but he's probably not used to like that moment of like, oh, you thought you were going to meet a woman, or you thought you were going to meet, you know, a 21-year-old guy. And so he was definitely like, especially because he really liked Brian.
Yes. And then it was kind of awkward because when they was like hugging at the end, I was like, oh, I hope you don't go in for a kiss. That looked a little weird. But through that conversation, though, and this is what really made my heart melt for Brian, was when he was like really encouraging Lee to like, you know, live in his truth.
Yeah.
And I really just thought about some of my recent podcast, Purple Pants Podcast, Living Your Truth, where he was like, I had a very real moment in that sense that I felt like Lee was like too scared to be himself on the circle. And I really feel like it translates into real life when you like, he's writing as a woman and not really like from his perspective. And I like, it saddened me because that's like so true for so many people, but specifically for me, like in the LGBTQ and especially like for a Black queer, like I can relate to that. And I got that. And it was just so refreshing to see Bryant be like, in my opinion, the true definition of like what an ally should be. Somebody that's like, oh my God, like not freaked out because they're gay or they're different or anything, and really encouraging him to like be himself and like stop like trying to, although this is a circle, but like, you know, really like stop trying to like be something that you're not and really be yourself. And I really hope that he takes his advice and really kind of like lets his hair down a little bit, because I really think that Lee/Trevor really could be a force to be reckoned with on this season.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's usually how catfishes are successful, if they become successful, is that they really just, they need to be themselves. You can use a different profile picture, you can use a different name, but you need to have enough of yourself in there, because it's, you know, for as much as people try, you can't really just fake being a person. You need to have a real person there.
Can I tell you a catfish story of mine, Terry?
Please.
So, well, I mean, it's not really a catfish, but I think it might have been, what were we, 7th grade. And like, that's when like AOL hit. And like everyone in my school had AOL. And I like, you know, was like, oh my God. And so we had I forget the type. We had like a Mac at the time. And it was like the clear ones that were like colored and you could see. And I remember like my stepdad bought us a zip drive and I was like so obsessed with it. So like my screen name was like Zip037. And I remember like they were like these cool kids who I perceived as cool. And I wanted them to like me so much. And so I like created, and mind you, I had everybody on my friend list already, but I had created this like other screen name that was like Kiss037. And I was like, hey guys, I'm going to be new in to school soon. I really want to make friends. And they was like, Bryce, stop playing with us. But you're like, at, in that moment, I was just like, oh, they're never going to know it's me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be able to like figure out how I can be better friends with them. Like, why? Like, literally, like my screen name was like Zip037. Like, why would I create a screen name? First of all, Kiss. I was being salacious. Kiss037, thinking I was doing something, like literally. And they were like, Bryce. I was like, oh. Okay, that's my only catfish.
That's
story
amazing.
I got.
That's amazing. I just used to like. I used to go to my friend's house, and he would just have me type for him messages. Oh. That's the most catfishing I've done.
So wait, was your friend not a good speller, or did you have the swag?
I was just a better talker. You say this for me.
Oh, so you got a little swagoo written. Okay, Taryn.
Yeah, that was me. That was me catfishing as my friend. This was a sweet interaction between River and Lee. I liked it. He says, we'll be friends for life.
Hopefully. I like them a lot. I was sad to see Bryant go, but not surprised. I really wanted Chloe to go. And not to be honest, oh, come on, Poem. Did you catch that poem? That simile?
Right in front of it.
I would not have been sad if at this point in time River would have went home either. Like, my top two people were like River and Chloe. I definitely did not want Bryant to go home because I just felt like he was such a pure soul.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ryan's poem, talking from his third eye, it was 8 lines from 8th place. It's our time to connect. You have the power to control what's next. Oh, intelligent angel above, please save a machine learning to love. I'm a balloon about to fly away. Grab me and save the day. And he's really starting to lose the plot at this point. Savannah Banana from Americana. Go, Savannah! What?
Now, listen, I'm going to be honest, Taryn. I just watched the QAnon special on HBO, Question the Q, and I was like, what in the QAnon? Like, is this a Q post? What is going on? And then the old Hannah Banana at the end, I was like, oh, no. Bryant, baby, stick to breathing. Okay?
Nobody named Hannah or Savannah has ever, like, they've experienced, believe me, in their lifetimes, plenty of people have said Hannah or Savannah Banana, and they don't need to hear it anymore.
Yeah, I that's like me in third grade. Bryce, what's the price of my rice?
This is me. Hey, you're tearing up my heart. That song came out in second grade.
Now, did you write that for your friend too?
Yeah. This one, though, Emily seems to get in a little bit of trouble here for giving this one a B. They were like, oh, Emily's being too nice.
Yeah, I think that Jack's out here trying to, you know, save face. But I mean, ultimately, like, I would have done the same thing. And I also feel like y'all also are being mean. Like, and for truth's sake, it don't really matter. Like, this isn't an immunity challenge. This is not about to save you. You're about to get a golden feather. So, I mean, in all actuality, you could keep the golden feather. But I mean, be for best try.
Best try. But overall, is Jack playing it a little too safe? Because that can be a giveaway here for a catfish, is that they tend to play it very safe.
I don't think so. I think that Jack initiated the girl chat. Jack has been very much so girl power. And yeah, I don't think so. I think that Jack is playing what I wouldn't call it safe. I would say he is very much so lukewarm. If you are boiling a pot of water, he is right at the stages where it's starting to bubbly. First of all, you don't want to be a Chloe. So I don't like to handle. Right. Okay, you can't trust sexy, but you can trust cute. So, and then at the same time, he's not pouring it on like Bryant and being like, you know, Mother Teresa. Mm-hmm. So I think that he's playing it safe. And I know that Jack really did watch a lot of like Legally Blonde movies and just a lot of things to kind of.
Those are the chick flicks he watched?
Those are the chick flicks that he watched. And Jack is a really good, he really writes well. And I think that what you don't really get to see much. I think a lot of what we've seen of Jack in these first two episodes are very much so like frat by, but Jack really does have a huge heart, and Jack, he's a great writer, and he is like, his eclectic taste of music will do him well in here. Cause he likes folk. He likes rap. He likes a lot of different things. So I think that he will really be well. I think that he is playing it safe. Well, not safe. Cause that's just what you said. You're not about to get me. He is playing it how you should play it. Keeping it cute, not putting a huge target on his back, you know, gently stroking the female alliances and keeping his, you know, eyes open. Now, if we want to talk about who's not doing a great job, I don't think that Trevor is doing a great job being catfish. I feel like he is, one, him and Chloe flirting out in the open like that, that's a no-no. That's like on Survivor, sleeping in the same bed, like, you know, like cuddling with somebody, like that's a huge no-no. That instantaneously puts a target on your back. And I feel like she is slipping up a lot and being a lot more affectionate, where I don't really feel like Trevor in this situation would be that like caring and affectionate. So at the end, and they already got their Brian third eye on him, because they are thinking that it's something inauthentic about it.
Hashtag plus I'm a fun guy. Screams authentic.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Not a fun guy from the BX to, like, I don't know too many black guys from the Bronx that are hashtag in fun guys. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see. I did like this. This is what sort of set up the Bryant and River bond here, which is that Bryant sent a message to River after the poems, and he said, "River, let me praise you. Your poem spoke to me and showed you have wisdom amongst the chaos." Like, Bryant, you already had your chance at the poem. This is not the redemption round.
And first of all, it don't matter, because it's either you or River. And again, I feel like this is why Bryant is probably amazing in life, but not great in the circle. Like, you're just kissing ass, and like that. And if you're going to kiss ass, you got to make it subtle. You got to make it like, you know, he should have went in with like, "Hey, how you feeling after the poetry dram? Like, I'm a little nervous. How about you?" Like, you know, like make an ally like that. Not going in there like, "You're the best in the world. The chaos out here brings peace to my heart. Me seeing your name next to the circle makes me think, let's go do the Steve Urkel." Did I do that? Like, you know, like, baby boy, what are you doing?
Yeah, this poetry contest is over, man.
Right.
We're going to see Courtney and Savannah bond over the 2000s R&B, although you took issue with the qualification of what makes R&B. They had the hashtag me and you till the end, and then hashtag me and you till the end, period.
Period, Pooh. Yes, I love it. I love Courtney's flavor. I love his style. Again, I feel like Courtney is me, and I feel like he is lining himself up in a great position. However, if I were ever to play the circle, I'm like really like taking note from Courtney because our personalities are similar. We are like girls, just queens, just want to have fun, hashtag. But I feel like he, just like Tara Lisa is identifying him as a threat, like I feel like he needs to take a note out of Jack's page a little bit and like reel it in. But I mean, it's so hard because it's the circle, but I just feel like he has to be aware of that, like you do have such an outgoing and fun personality, like don't give too much too soon. But I really did love his connection with Savannah, and it just goes to show you it really paid off, because if he had not made that connection with Savannah, he would be the first person home and I would be on here screaming another thing. But so it is it's a fine line, and it's so hard to tell how it's going to go. But I think I would do good on the circle, because I would just speak in emoji.
Yes. What? How do you speak an emoji? What would be a sentence that you would compose?
Purple heart. The two double exclamation points, the red ones. Boom. That's hello. Okay. And then if somebody is doing something crazy, that one emoji where the okay. Like I speak emoji, so that's like one. Also, I would do great on the circle because I'm a bad speller. So the fact that the circle do the spell checker, you just talk into the circle, bish, you couldn't tell me nothing. Okay. Yeah. Winky face, side eye.
That's great. There in the Celebrity Circle UK, there was actually a moment where they were trying to say somebody's name and they spelled it out incorrectly. And it was like, why didn't you just say it and let them type it for you?
Yeah.
River is going to talk with Tara Leisha, and just like Courtney talking to Savannah, this seems to be the thing that saves River. And this is where we got the hashtag JFTF. And I loved Tara Leisha here. What? JFTF.
Okay. Because I was just trying to figure it out. Like, just forget the fork. Wait, JF, like, you know,
just forget the fork, just just spoons only, maybe.
Yeah, just spoons only. Yeah. I don't need like that, like that don't even go. Lee, like, you know,
when he said in his intro that he's been studying up on like the lingo, I knew this was coming.
I just, but the funny thing about it, what had me dying, was he was like, I'm not going to tell her I just made it up. I'm just going to, like, you know, I'm just going to say it like it's an actual thing. Like, that's
just for the fun, right? That was what it was, right?
Yes, just for the fun. Baby boy.
It's just a classic hashtag, classic yes. acronym, just for the fun. He goes in about the breakup again, but at least this time he's using it a little bit more strategically. Hashtag big sister. We just had circle siblings in the UK, so it's this whole like relating people to your family thing seems to be a general strategy that works out. He says, let's bring this to finale night, and she says, well, good luck tonight, winky face.
Question mark emoji.
Yes. In indicating to him that, I mean, really, it actually would have been funnier to me if she meant this by good luck tonight, you're in trouble, wink.
Okay. And I like how he read into it. He was like, and it's the winky face. So, I mean, I think I'm good, big sis. Like,
yeah.
And even in that moment, if I was Tara Leisha, I'd be like, ciao. We on the circle, and now I got to be your therapist through the circle chat.
Yeah.
I,
I gotta give you advice on a breakup. This is what I'm doing in this TV show. Really?
Okay. I'm a school teacher. This is what I do all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just... River. Cry me a river. Yeah. Cry me a river.
JTF.
Wait, did I say it right? JFT.
JF. Okay. TF. JFTF.
Chad, I'm on my way to the JFK International Airport. I don't know about no JFTF.
Yeah. All right. Well, finally, we have Chloe and Trevor. Chloe wants to get a little bit more flirt on, although it doesn't get too overt here. Somebody finally asks about Too Hot to Handle. I've been wondering, like, have they addressed this at all? And she's like, yes, I was on that show. She was like, I don't. So what happens is Trevor asks her, were you on the show Too Hot to Handle? And she's like, yes, I was. Eggplant emoji. And then she was like, you know, I don't think he could have this kind of conversation with Savannah. Like, yeah, I guess not, because she wasn't on Too Hot to Handle. I don't understand what you mean.
Right. And yet, like, again, these girls are not loyal, because yeah. Now it's like, you know, now you want to like, ooh, I'm getting in it in with Trevor. But for real, you're really talking to Jaleesa, even though that's not her name. I can't remember it, though. But forgive me.
Jaleesa, yeah. Trevor says that she does not want to be a top player. She wants to ride the middle, which I actually liked hearing from her saying that, because, you know, normally how players operate in the game is they try to have the top spot all the time. And all that does for them is, in the end, nobody rates them highly because they're too dangerous. And so the idea that she wants to play the middle game, I think, is actually interesting. And again, I'm appreciating the more strategic outlook of some of these players.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's how I think Emily is playing. He just is not saying it. But yeah, like, again, I mean, I don't know. The circle is just so difficult, because it's like you can't trust any of these people. And it's so early to like give so much. And so I would be so much more guarded. And I feel like, you know, even with Trevor and Chloe, I feel like Chloe has that, like, you know, the tea from the girl chat that they were basically assuming that Trevor was a catfish. And so they're like, she has that nugget that then I'm sure eventually she would have to share that. And especially since her and what's the girl name? Savannah aren't getting along. So I don't know. It's just so hard to know how much to give and what not to give. But normally I would think that people don't like it when they say they want to play the middle, because it's just like, well, oh, you can't pick a side. And I mean, it's only but so long that you can play the middle. But the way that Trevor has been playing, I don't think that he or she will be playing the middle for much longer, because she's very outspoken. Mm-hmm. And I love her. And when she, like, I think the first night when she took her wig off and had that wig cap on, I was like, yes. I was here for it.
Well, we get to the influencer hangout. I really love this. And they really talk through each player. And I felt like just like the editing of how they did this and the music and the conversation, how it flowed, was so good. In comparison to a lot of influencer hangouts we get. Tara Leisha right away says, I see Courtney as a threat. He's well-liked. But Savannah's like, doesn't seem to be threatened at all. She's like, why? She doesn't seem to be threatened. Tara Leisha's like, yeah, but he could be a threat in this game. And Savannah's like, Courtney's not on my list to go. And they're going back and forth. And Tara, this is what I feared. I wanted Courtney out and she's not letting me.
Yeah. And so in that instance, I definitely feel like Tara Leisha was coming on a bit strong. However, I felt like it was Savannah's hand to play. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like she could have maneuvered that a lot differently. Like, yeah, I definitely think he's more likable, but we could, you know, use him to see, like, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like if I were Savannah and I saw how Tara Leisha was playing, I would have into that. Ultimately, I'd have been like, no, I'm not gonna vote for him. But like, she could have dug that information out. But again, I feel like this is where like the new Savannah, when she entered the influencer room, came out and was a lot more aggressive, and at a time where I don't feel like you needed to be. And so I have my side eye emoji on Savannah, because it's like, girl, who are you? Like, I feel like, you know, you didn't vote Chloe out or you didn't save her after this girl chat. And now Tara Lisa is kind of like, you know, she started the chat and you are kind of going back and forth with her. I wouldn't want to go back and forth on a chat like this. I would try to agree as much as possible. Obviously, I would not be swayed by if I made a connection with Courtney, he's not going, but I don't need to like reveal. I just felt like her text to her was very revealing that her and Courtney had a thing on the thing. On the side, like Usher and Alicia Keys from 2000. My boo always said one person that my boo. Okay, if you want to know some 2000s R&B, I'm the one.
I'm learning.
Yeah, I got you.
So next, Tara Leisha is going to start pushing. Let's keep River around. Savannah's like, I haven't really had a chance to get to know him yet. Clearly, she's like, it sounds like we're both agreeing that we should give him more time to get to know him. And Savannah's like, I don't know if I agreed to that, actually. How about this? We can take River off the list if you're okay with taking Courtney off the list. And Tara Leisha's like, damn it.
Right. Like, they're playing hard ball. And it, like, I don't know. But what do I know? I was third out in Cagayan. So, you know, maybe I'm not great at strategic, but I just felt like it's for somebody that's supposed to be like your number one, that y'all really like each other. Y'all going back and forth. And I don't feel like they're both being very like type A personalities and not really kind of sort of backing down and kind of sort of letting the other person feel like they're in control is what I feel like could have gotten a lot more cool points from Savannah in this instance. But yeah, but I thought it was so interesting when they brought up Chloe. Why do I keep calling her Chloe? Oh no, because it is Chloe. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Savannah's like, you know, I intend to stay true to hashtag girl gang. But I worry about Chloe's intentions. And Tara Leisha's like, oh, it does not sound like you intend to stay true to hashtag girl gang. And I loved, like, Tara Leisha was like, I think she even said girl power. So I'm pretty sure that means solid.
Like, bitch, what? Girl power. Like that just cements everything. Like, no. So I thought that was very interesting. And I felt like in that moment, Savannah was definitely like walking herself back. Like, I plan to stay strong. I don't really trust her. And I'm slightly throwing it out there. If you want to roll her out, I would be okay with it. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to stay strong to the girl power. Oh. Hashtag.
Yeah. Hashtag girl gang. Hashtag. I'm a woman of my word. I would never go back on it. Unless you wanted to.
No. But I mean, if you told your mind, text me and we could. But no, for real, Scout's honor.
Yeah.
Rosé.
Tara Leisha's like, I'm seeing a different side of Savannah. I did not see this side of her before.
Yes. And it's very like, and again, Tara Leisha is coming on strong. But she's staying in that lane. Like, you know, she's not pivoting and back and forth. And in this role, I feel like Savannah is very much so like all over the place. But again, it makes me nervous because I know Savannah has got Courtney in her back pocket and Courtney is extremely likable. And so I'm just worried that like an alliance might form that they're going to gang up on Tara Leisha. But I really like Tara Leisha. But I really like Courtney. I really like Chloe. So, I mean, it's a lot.
I know. I really enjoyed Tara Leisha. Particularly in this influencer chat. I was really with her the whole time. Savannah says, look, I feel iffy about Brian, but he's ranked low, so he's not much of a threat. And again, this is just so refreshing to me. A whole season of the UK season where they're like, well, they're rated last, so it'd be easy to take them out. That's a good choice. This one, it's like, well, they're just not a threat at all. Why would we bother? But Tara Leisha says there's more than meets the eye with Brian. She's had a conversation with him. And Savannah's like, Tara Leisha's doing what I'm doing, which is building up her numbers. No.
You can't do that. Only I can do that.
Yeah. Tara Leisha's like, Savannah, definitely a frenemy.
Right. No, for sure. But they say, keep your friends close, but keep hashtag girl chat closer. So yeah, I like their rationale for Brian, but I was a little hopeful in the sense that I'm like, they might keep him around. They're going to keep him around. Like, I like this. So, you know, maybe this could work, but you know, I don't know.
So Savannah, they're like, all right, we've made our decision. Savannah's like, I'll let you do the honors of telling everyone. And she's like, oh, she's sitting there like that bitch.
And literally was like, bitch. And yeah. That, like, what? Like, that just kind of like, okay, that's took me back to my college group project days. And the person that does nothing, you know, is then like, hey, Taryn, do you mind presenting the project to the group? Like, how about you?
Yeah. So Tara Leisha then is like, all right, you're going to have me do this. I'm going to throw you under the bus then. The reason we're blocking this person is because they did not bond with both of us equally. So sorry, Bryant, but you have been blocked. He's going to do some breathing.
He's going to do a lot of breathing. Yeah, I was sad to see baby boy go. I thought that he was literally a breath of fresh air to see. And yeah, I thought that was interesting. And I loved how when they were like, okay, you get to go see somebody. I really thought he was going to see Courtney. I thought him and Courtney had a great connection.
Loyal lads.
The loyal lads. But when he chose to go see River. Because I would have chosen to see Trevor. But anyway, when he went to go see River, a.k.a. Lee, I was glad that they had that moment.
Yeah.
Even though it was a little awkward to watch at first, but it really just cemented the fact that Bryant was a really good person. And despite how early you go out, you know, I can speak to this. You can still do amazing things and be a great person.
There you go. I was happy he saw River as well. And River was crying. When it happened, which was it was sweet.
It was sweet, but also just like,
yeah.
Do you have many friends? Like, have you like talked to anybody else in 34 years since you broke up with this guy? Because like, I'm getting real vibes that you are really still going through this break. Like, I don't know. That was weird for me a little bit. Like, baby boy, what you crying over?
they're living in the pandemic here as they play this game. I'm sure everyone's a little stir crazy. But there it is. Bryant has left. But uh-oh. Alert. A new player will be entering the circle. Lance Bass.
Yeah. I was like, what in is this the LGBTQ plus circle? Like, what's going on? And then like, and is this real? You know, I didn't go to the next episode yet, but I'm like, either. Would they be catfishing as a like that would be too much because they're like the celebrity person. But and if they all don't get the celebrity out, because it should be very much so like Survivor, like, why are you on here? You famous. You don't need the money. What do you want?
Yeah, I feel like there's no chance this is really Lance Bass.
Now, I haven't seen many circles outside of the U.S. Do they like has there ever been a celebrity announcement like this before?
So this is the thing. So they did do a celebrity version in the U.K. It lasted 6 days. They've also had a celebrity come on a regular season for a certain period of time. So they brought on this guy, this like television presenter, to come in as a catfish. And his goal was he's only going to be there for like 5 days. And his goal was to get himself blocked because he was never going to stay there for the duration. Right. The only way Lance Bass is actually on this show is if it's a temper, like there's because here's the there. He's never coming on at the start of it. He's not going to be in this thing for 3 weeks.
It's a pandemic. The shows true. Is, you know, the money ain't flowing in. He might be in need.
Maybe. You never know for sure. But I think more likely we have somebody catfishing as Lance Bass. That would be my guess.
I would think so too. I would hope that it's not really Lance Bass. But I mean, yeah, because it's no way that he's going to win. So it would clearly just be for fun or clout.
And I think like Chloe from Too Hot to Handle was kind of like a little stepping stone. Like, oh, look, we have one person from one TV show. Now we have a celebrity in here. Oh, who knows? It could be real.
It's giving me very bye.
Luckily they're not, they're not tearing up my heart. That was the other one.
Wait, is that NSYNC?
That was Backstreet Boys.
Well, is it Lance isn't NSYNC?
Right, yeah, Lance Bass was from NSYNC. Tearing up my... Oh, wait, no, you know what? I think you're right. NSYNC was tearing up my heart.
You're tearing up my heart. I don't know. It could have been a Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
I honestly get them confused all the time.
Yeah, we wouldn't be bonding over 20s, 2000 R&B.
It was NSYNC, yep.
Oh, it was NSYNC. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Okay, I trust you.
He's tearing up my heart, I guess. So there you go, Lance Bass. I guess we'll find out in the next episode who is Lance Bass. Is it Lance Bass or is it, I don't know, Bob?
I have a feeling River gonna be excited.
Well, we already know Chloe's excited.
Yes.
I don't think she even knew who this was. She was just like, look at this handsome man. Ah, she was the most excited and she didn't even know it was a celebrity.
Chloe gonna be in MDM so quick.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, yeah, I'm from NSYNC. She's gonna be like, what is that, a construction company? I'm down.
Sorry. Is that what you guys say in the States for pepper? Like pepper.
Yeah, I just put some NSYNC on my dinner. All right. So that's episode 2. It was a good one. This is fun.
It was. This episode was too good to handle.
too good to handle. We had to only watch it. We couldn't handle it.
Yes. No. It's tearing up my heart. And I mean tearing.
Unfortunately, there's no past tense of Taryn other than torn, which doesn't work anymore.
Oh, so. You're giving me River vibes. That's definitely, that was River vibes. Are you River?
I don't know. You never really know. I could be anyone. We could both be anyone. You could be you. I could be me. Who knows?
Oh, listen. Well, don't worry. You got a big sis over here if you are.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bryce. Any final thoughts? Anything else you wanted to bring up from the episode?
No. Oh, I'm lying. Hold on. Wait, where'd you... It's the... Circle alert. Group chat. Oh! Circle asks Taryn if he were to be a fruit, what's the fruit and why? Send.
See, Rob asked me this in the last recap and I didn't know. I was like, I don't know. But I guess now that I've been asked it twice, I need to come up with a real answer here, clearly.
Okay. Well, let's change it then. If you could be any animal, why? What and why?
You know, this was a whole project that I had to do in high school for a high school psych class. We had to choose an animal. And at the time, I chose a bat because they were they are intelligent, altruistic animals. That are kind of awkward and don't like fly very well. But I was like, yeah, I'm a bat. So I went with a bat at the time. I don't know if it's still what I'd go with, but yeah.
Let me get the blanket and put it over my head because you know when the bats come, I'd be like, no bat. No. I wasn't expecting a bat, Taryn.
You know, I have a hard time because I don't really anthropomorphize things very much. Ow!
Hold on. Wait. Anthropomorphize?
I don't really attach sort of like human or personality like traits to inanimate objects or non-human creatures.
Okay. And what's that word again?
Anthropomorphize.
Anthony Morphize. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, Anthony from
I went to school with somebody named that.
Yeah, there you go. I think there was an Anthony Promorphized the Play Big Brother candidate too. So
okay,
he talks about lions a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, and tigers and bears. All right,
that's it. I'm a lion. I've been told as such. I'm a lion.
Fish, how you just go from being a bat to then you don't Anthony Pomorthize and then you just Anthony Morthize into a lion?
That has been the metamorphosis of my life. In high school, I was a bat, and now I'm a lion. Hear me roar.
You giving me very
I roam the savannas.
You giving me very Savannah vibes.
The savannas.
Okay.
As a lion.
I'm Tara Lisa, and I'm about to mop this floor on your butt. Okay, my last question, because mind you, this isn't even about the circle. I'm just so excited I get to talk to you. Mm-hmm. What is your go-to meal to cook?
Mm-hmm. For which meal, like a dinner or a lunch?
We ain't anti-morthizing this. So, in general,
it's just chicken.
I'll go dinner though.
Chicken is generally what I'll go to, chicken, rice, potato, very simple. Usually, I love to make some eggs. I'll make all different kinds of chicken pasta, chicken burrito, chicken, I don't know.
Do you know how to make, in my countess voice, eggs a la Francais?
Eggs a la, what does that mean?
I mean, I don't know. The Countess on The Real Housewives of New York said it in a very iconic line. Like, I made you these eggs a la Francais.
Here's how I make eggs. Okay. I make scrambled eggs.
Okay. Now, do you put cheese on them?
If I'm doing like a breakfast burrito, I'll put some eggs and cheese in a wrap with some bacon, stuff like that. But generally, I don't do cheese. I'll do cream cheese.
On eggs?
Here's what you do. I chop up the bacon. I cook the bacon. I pour the eggs in. There's cream cheese in the eggs. Yeah. Then I have it on a bagel with some cream cheese.
Taryn, that's a bagel, egg, and cheese.
It's a bagel, egg, and cream cheese. It's a difference. I'm telling you got to try it. It's great.
Taryn, I had a bagel, egg, and cheese before. Taryn, I'm trying to love you over here, but you are Anthony Pomorthizing things that don't need to be Anthony Pomorthizing. I literally was like, you about to teach me something new. And baby boy, you just told me that you like a toasted bagel with cream cheese, and egg, and bacon. Everybody like that, Taryn.
Well, yes, but what I'm saying is that even if you don't have the egg or the bagel with cream cheese, just put some cream cheese in the eggs. That's the trick.
Oh, Taryn, I already got our next podcast, okay?
Okay.
Cooking with Taryn and Bryce. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Okay.
It's all set.
It's all set, and we not cooking with cream cheese and eggs. Okay, we're gonna do something else. We're gonna spice it up for you.
What's the meal? What's the teaser?
Since we'll stay in the poultry section, since you like chicken.
Okay,
but we're gonna, I'm gonna help you season your chicken a little bit. We're gonna do something different.
All right.
Okay. So circle, put in the calendar, Taryn and Bryce cook. Anthony Pomorthized
cooking. All right. Thank you so much, Bryce, for joining me here. This was so much fun.
Thank you so much, Taryn. I'm truly honored, and I'm just, I'm so excited. Screaming emoji.
Tell me what you're up to and where people can find you.
The baby boy is, you can find me on Twitter, the TikTok, Facebook for the older people, for the rivers. Yeah, Bryce Isaiah. And yeah, you know, every Tuesday I'm dropping a new podcast, Purple Pants Podcast. You can check out episode 87 that just dropped, Bermuda Triangle. You know, so yeah, I'm just over there in Purple Pants Podcast land, living my best life, because you already know it's Anthony Pomorthized.
All right. And of course, I will be back with more Circle coverage tomorrow for episode 3. And then Saturday, we'll be live covering episode 4 and the week at large here in the Circle US. I'm also live every morning talking about Big Brother Canada and after every episode. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, doing all kinds of things over there, having fun. So check it all out. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'll see you next time.
See ya.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.